Federal Communication Commission regulations forbid one station in a single market from owning more than one of the top four stations, but the FCC is approving so-called shared services agreements. That's allowing NBC affiliate KBJR in the Duluth Superior market to control and manage the CBS station. Earlier this month, the NBC station fired all of its former competitors' reporters, photographers, and producers, 30 in all, and gave notice of layoff to another 15. Only a news anchor and producer remained doing news, along with a sports and weather person. KBJR-TV President Robert Wilmers says it was a tough decision.
You never want to do this, but when the business places you in that position, you have to take action, because if it wasn't done now, it would have been done later, and it may have been much worse.
Look, the law is clear. One company is not supposed to run two stations in the same market.
That's former CBS affiliate reporter John Schottel, who now works as an aide to Congressman Jim Oberstar of Minnesota. Schottel says the FCC is no longer looking out for the viewer by allowing corporations to own and operate large numbers of TV stations. Schottel thinks that leaves little money for local news.
The only way to be competitive and make money was to put out a real quality product and excel with those stations that you could own. Now the industry is looking at companies that simply acquire large numbers of stations, and the debt service of these companies becomes huge.
Schottel says that means one less set of eyes reporting local news in the Duluth Superior market. CBS affiliate KDLH-TV's new owner is Sarasota-based Tony Malera. In spite of the layoffs, Malera insists this will allow expansion of local news, even with the elimination of an entire news department. It does mean fewer reporters are going out there to get stories.
So there are reporters from, there are people who are on the news staff at Channel 6, I'm sorry, at Channel 3, who will be moving over to Channel 6. There will be some other reporters who are doing double duty.
KDLH-TV will continue to do newscasts using stories from KBJR news people. Malera and Wilmers say other shared services agreements are being hatched in other markets, often eliminating the news department of one of the stations. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.